Hey, I sure appreciate everybody listening to BPN today. This is Rick Gentry. I want to thank you for being a part of Preaching Sunday. And now I'm extremely excited to introduce Pastor Bob Nichols from Fort Worth, Texas. Here's Pastor Bob Nichols.
Don't you should? Amen. Praise God. Let's go to Psalms 91 tonight. Sundays are coming, and Sunday's going to be a great day. Oh, I just feel some ground tremors of revival. Amen. My brother Charlie and his wife are out in California playing golf on a little mountainside, and they said the whole thing began to shake and rocks started falling down. They forgot the golf game. Said, "Help us, Lord." And of course he did. But you know, you can hear and feel the groundswell, and we thank God for it. You know, I love the 91st Psalm. I call it God's insurance policy. Praise God, regardless of your age or your physical condition or how much money you have or you don't have, Psalms 91 is, it said, "He that dwelleth in the secret." I'm going to read it till I get to where I'm going. So I was just going to read the verses, but we can do it. It won't take too long. "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." You know, the presence of God is not just something you do on Sunday morning. It's 24/7, really is. You dwell in the secret place of the Most High. "I will say of the Lord." Boy, every one of these are cornerstones to the church and ministry. "I will say of the Lord." What you say of the Lord, He becomes to you. The truth of the matter is, He already is to you, but you get your spirit trained to receive that and start believing that. So, "I will say of the Lord." What are you going to say about? What do you say of the Lord? Well, He is. Yeah, I could stop right there, and we've got a message tonight. He is. He is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. "Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence." Surely. Surely. You need to read that until you know surely backwards and forwards. Amen. Just read it until that surely just reaches up and blesses your soul. Surely. God's word is surely. "He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler." He shall cover thee. I'm covered. You're covered. I said, we're covered. I was thinking that little song we sing, "I'm covered, covered, covered with the." Can't sing that right now, but I was thinking about it. Anyway, "He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night." What he's really saying here for two verses, God says you don't have to be afraid day or night, day or night. You don't have darkness or light. You don't have to be afraid for the terror by night, for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. "Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked." I've lived long enough to see God in action. Hallelujah. "Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. He shall give His angels." Oh, we're kept by angels. I said we're kept by angels. "He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon. shalt thou trample under feet, under your feet. There's the authority of the believer. The authority of the believer. I said the authority of the believer. We're not the tail, we're the head. We're not beneath, we're on top. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. And I finally got to where I'm going to spend just a few other moments here tonight. But you know, when you know you've found gold for you at that moment, whether it's morning or evening or 3 o'clock in the morning, when you know there's gold here, just park there and stay with it. Meditate it, pray it, speak it, rejoice in it, embrace it until it gets in your spirit. You say, well, I know that's truth. Yeah, you know it's truth, but to get truth to work for you, you've got to apply yourself. Apply your faith. Release your faith. Amen. So everything in Psalms 91 is true. It's God's word. But now we're going into verse 14, and this is what I really feel like God wanted to spend some time on here this evening. Because he hath set his love upon me. You know, it's important to love God more than anything or anyone, anything or anyone in your life, to love God. Because what you love, you put first. What you truly love, you put first. That's first in your life. Because he set his love upon me. And you remember the lawyer that came to Jesus, and he thought he really tripped Jesus up. And he said, Lord, which is the most important commandment? Well, now he asked a mouthful right there, because a full-blown Jew believes there's some 630 or 33 things a day that he needs to do. I am so glad I've been set free. My God. And you know, when you go to Israel, the most unhappy people you see in Israel are those old Jews. I don't mean age. I mean that are real. You know, they've got all the garb on and they've got all this. I mean, they look mean. They look mean. They look mad. And I know when the first three or four trips I took with Dr. Lester Sumrall, they'd come into our meeting at night and try to call the police on us and cause a disturbance. I mean, it wasn't physical. It wasn't physical violence. But they were just absolutely obnoxious. We were down in the basement of the Sheraton Hotel, and we had a big guy with us on the tour there, and he just leaned against the door, and they couldn't get in. But no, they'd come in, check us out, and want to talk out and disrupt things. You know why? Because they're under that old law. That law will make you mean. You can't get there from here with the law. I said, you can't get there from here with the law. I want to say that again. You can't get there from here with the law. We're the children of grace. We're the children of a promise. We have a better promise. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's why Paul said in Galatians, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. We're not the children of bondage. We're the children of freedom. I said, we're not the children of bondage. We're the children of freedom. Hallelujah. Praise God. Brother Charlie looked real cute with those little curlicues on his sideburns, you know. Let me stay with it. I mean, that's religion. That's religion. That's religion. It's religion. Amen. And they're just not as the kids are happy because they get to do what they want to. They don't like to discipline their kids too much, but if kids are all happy because they get to do what they want to do until they get a little bit older, but the adults are not real happy with. Well, I'll tell you what, I want to pastor a happy church. I found out in the revival of 93 that happy people pastor a whole lot easier. It's those grouches that'll give you a run for your money, you know. Amen. But here's the thing, loving God, not loving what I've memorized, not just loving a book, not just loving a form of worship, not just loving ritual and so on. I've been in some places I couldn't wait to get out, because it just reeked with religion. Oh, thank God, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free. Praise God. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. If you haven't read Galatians lately, you need to read Galatians. Boy, that is so powerful, because Paul's writing to people that some people trying to get them back into Judaism. And he said, you stand fast in the liberty. Praise God. We're not the children of the bondwoman. We're the children of the free. Amen. We're not the children of the bondwoman. We're the children of the free. God loves all men, but I'm talking about types and shadows. We're not the children of Ishmael, thank God. We're the children of the free. Is that okay? If you want to be sad, just be sad by yourself, because there's a bunch of happy people here tonight, I'll tell you. But really, in all seriousness, Paul in Galatians is reminding them, you've come out of that Judaism. Stand fast in the liberty. Liberty. Wherewith Christ has made you free. That's why Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who died and gave himself for me. So the lawyer came to Jesus, and he's going to trip Jesus up. And he said, which is the most important commandment in all the Bible? Of the Old Testament, of course. They didn't have the New Testament at that time. That came several years later. But I remember when I was in Israel, he either liked me or he was puzzled by me. There was a young rabbi. He just followed us around, and he was nice. He was, you know, we talked, and he said, I'm coming to America, and I want. Can I see you when I come to America? I was, sure, I'll be glad to see you. So doorbell rang one day, and there he was. And so we talked for a while. But, you know, he's the one that really, I really saw that for the first time. But he told me with an honest face, he thought that he kept 630 some odd laws every day. How would you have time to go to the restroom? Excuse me, but I mean, how would you have time to eat? How would you have time to do anything else? That's bondage. That's bondage. Oh, thank God. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. And so we went round and round and round, and finally went off into the sunset somewhere. I don't know. But I'll never forget. And he was quite confused, very confused. He sure didn't have a clear bead on life and what he was doing, but he definitely, I saw people around him. He was one of the rabbis there in Israel, but I was sure glad I was Bob Nichols. I was glad I'm me, you know. redeemed. But this man comes to Jesus, said, all right, now which is, can you imagine if I ask you tonight, just try to put you on the spot and say, what's the most important truth in the whole New Testament? Now, there's several good sounding answers, and I'm not going to park there, but I mean, think about it. Just the New Testament, but you get back into the Old Testament, you could stay there a long time on that list of 630 some odd things to do. And Jesus said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and soul and mind. Loving God. I've just practiced over the last few short years. My first thought in the morning, I say, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love God. God. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Amen. And he said, second unto that, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And so, you know, it's If you don't feel good about yourself, it's hard to love somebody else. And, you know, most unhappy people are unhappy with themselves, first of all. And that, but Jesus said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God. You see, do you perfectly understand that? There's times I think I do, but I'm still after it. I'm not going to get off of it, that's for sure. That's a pursuit as long as I'm on this earth. I want to love Jesus first, best, and most. Amen. I want to love him first and best and most. I want to love him more than anyone on the face of this earth. Hallelujah. And the next love, as soon as I can catch my wife awake, I say, I love you, honey. Amen. Yeah, she may be asleep when I get home tonight, but I'll wake her up and tell her I love her. Amen. And she'll look at me with that little girlish grin and say, I love you too. Praise God. That keeps the fires burning, doesn't it? Amen. All right. Because he hath set his love upon me, there are at least seven blessings that are in these verses that follow. A little short, only two or three verses here. When you love God with all of your heart, hallelujah, when you love him with all of your heart, what does he say? He said, because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. Saints, child of God, write it down, write it everywhere you need to write it. Our God is a God who delivers. He delivered the Hebrew children. He delivered Daniel. He delivered Israel when they cried out and turned their heart to him. Going through the Bible, it's a book of God delivering his people. And so many times David uses that expression throughout the Psalms. Oh, praise God. He said, therefore will I deliver him. You say, well, I'm in a tight place tonight. Just start saying it. My God will deliver me. My God will deliver me. God will deliver me. God will, my God will deliver me. He's a delivering God. Hallelujah. He didn't come to put you in bondage. He came to set you free. Glory to God. He said, I will deliver him. I will deliver him. Praise God. The second blessing of loving, setting your love upon the Lord is that I will set, the Lord promises, I will set him on high. Now you say, what does that mean? It means that God positions you above all the stuff. Whatever's going on, you know, someone said, well, just look up. No, really, we got real technical with it. We need to say, just look down. Because we're seated together with him in heavenly places. Right? That's what Ephesians tells us. We're seated together with him in heavenly places. So, really, the correct understanding of the position of a New Testament, New Covenant, faith child of God is, praise God, we're looking down on what's happening. I don't mean that you're judging or being unkind, but I mean we're sitting together with him in heavenly place. Don't get down and wallow in the mess. Stay seated. Stay seated in heavenly places. We're up above the fray. We're up above the fray. Glory to God. We're up above the fray. We used to sing a song, lift me up above the shadows, plant my feet on higher ground. You know, the Bible talks about the tower. That's another expression. You know, the Lord, God wants to put you above whatever's happening around you. You're not beneath. You're above. Praise God. So, first blessing of loving, setting your love on him, he delivers us. Second blessing is, I'll set him on high because he hath known my name. Now, that's what got you up there. The name. Oh, thank God. Don't you name. The name, the name, the name of Jesus. Glory be unto God. I will set him. You've got to understand that he loves you ladies just as much as he loves us guys. So I'll set him or I'll set her. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know what about that verse reminds me of R.W. Shambach said when he was in New York. And it was a street preacher. And if you've ever done street preaching, you got to give the whole gospel in a bus stop time. I mean, the bus pulls up. By the time the bus lets two or three people off and then takes some people on, before long it's going to be going. So anything you got to say, you better say it and say it quick. Amen. It was kind of like the chicken that just told the other chicken. He said, I'm going to do something that's never been done. I'm going to lay an egg on the farmer's porch. And the other chicken said, that's been done many times. And he said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll lay an egg on the farmer's seat of his tractor, his John Deere tractor. Oh, he said, that's old stuff. He said, hen's been doing that for years. He said, well, I'm going to go out on that highway in front of the house, and I'm going to lay an egg out there. And he said, you better lay it on the line and do it fast. Now, only the spiritual will catch that one, okay? That's a heavy revy, okay? Thank you for your deep spiritual understanding. Oh, hallelujah. I'll set him on high because he hath known my name. And Brother Shambach, you thought I forgot about him. Bus pulled up and that street preacher said, sinner! And R.W. Shambach said, somebody knows my name. Oh, my. I love that man. What a blessing. Used to listen to him every morning on my way to Bible college. I'd almost get out and outrun my car to school. Praise God. All right, I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. There's power in the name. I said there's power in the name. The name that is above every other name. No other name on this earth or this universe like the name of Jesus. That name saved my life. Three times I cried out. That car went out of control. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That's all I had time to do. God brought me through. Thank God for the name of Jesus. Thank God for the name of Jesus. Shila bokore ke arabasa. Thank God for the name of Jesus. Oh, and then he said, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. He shall call upon me. Aren't you thankful for prayer? Hallelujah. That we can call upon the name of the Lord. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. God is a prayer-answering God. Just say it out loud. My God is a prayer-answering God. Hallelujah. Praise be unto the Lord. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. Oh, it's thank God for the power of prayer. Amen. Then he went on to say something that, Mo, I've leaned on this one for years. I will be with him in trouble. Now, the Bible never said that a believer would never have trouble. Some testing of faith. Your faith will be tested. That's true of any born again, even spirit-filled believer. But he said, I will be with him. I will be with him in trouble. You know, if he's with us in trouble, doesn't make any difference about the fiery furnace. He's stronger than the fire. Amen. He's more ferocious, more formidable than the lion's den. Hungry Lines. One of our men lives out close to Weatherford. He said he heard his dog making some unusual sounds, and he went to the back door, and they lived close to a wooded area out there by a creek or a river, something like that. And said he saw something look like a mountain lion. He said, that couldn't be here by my house. And so he picked up a roar somewhere in the past, and he roared, and that thing roared back at him. He made sure the door's locked. He said, I played with him for about 3 or 4 minutes. I thought, I better stop this. He's coming. He'll come through the door. There are mountain lions in Texas, you know. They're finding more and more. But he said, I'll be with him in trouble. I will be with him in trouble. He was with Daniel. He was with the Hebrew children. He's with you. He's with me. And whether you feel like it or not, he is with you. I said, he is with you. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. If you're a born-again believer, praise God, he's with you 24/7. Amen. I'll be with him in trouble. Boy, pastors sure need that one, I tell you. Amen. Amen. No, old song said, nobody knows the trouble I've seen. But it's not the trouble I've seen. It's who's with me in the midst of the trouble. Because he'll bring you out and he'll bring you through. Every time. Every time. If you believe it. You got to believe this stuff. I know it sounds good. It sounds too good to be true. But you got to believe it. And as well as you know anything I'm saying here tonight, you've got to grab yourself by the nape of the neck and say, boy, hush, or gal, just hush and believe it. Stand on it. It's not what they say, he say, she say, who say. It's what God said. It's not what the news media said. It's not what your enemy said. It's what God has. What has God said about it? And that's where I hate this liberal agenda with every bone I've got in my body, because everything they believe, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. That's not my belief system. My belief system is founded on the Word of God. Feelings come and feelings go, and feelings are deceiving, but I'll place my faith in the Word of God. Naught else, nothing else is worth believing. And I'm going to tell you, if you read your newspaper here in Fort Worth, it seems like you're getting half the news from the New York Times or the Washington Post. Just put it in the trash. Amen. I'll be with him in trouble. I'll be with him in trouble. I'll be with him in trouble. You know, I grew up in a time when people respected ministers. I grew up in a time when people really had respect for churches, respect for ladies, a courtesy. It hasn't been long ago. I've opened the door a couple of times for ladies, and they very smart mouth said, I'll open my own door, thank you. You know, I said, well, I bet you're a dandy to live with. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I'll be with him in trouble. A lot of trouble in the world, a lot of trouble around us, but God is with us. I said, God is with us. God is with us. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he said, I will deliver him. Here we go again. I'll deliver him. See, God wants us to remember that he will deliver us. He will deliver us. He knows how to deliver us. He knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation. And I've hit it several times here lately, but I've just rediscovered the Lord's Prayer, especially that part that lead us not into temptation. And I pray it like this: Lord, don't let me be self-led, or don't let me be others-led. You can lead yourself in the wrong direction, or you can yield to temptation of somebody else leading you Lord, don't let me be self-led. Lord, don't let me be others-led. Lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. And I'm going to tell you, no matter what comes against you, that works. It works. Amen. Somebody needed that. Well, I just don't know. I'm just so weak. I'll tell you how to pull out of that weakness. Start praying what I just got through telling you. Matthew 6. I mean, when your flesh and your mind and your lower nature wants to revert back to before you got right with God, just cry out, Lord, lead me not into temptation. Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me from evil. Deliver me from evil. It works. I promise you it works. Double your money back. Just try it. Amen. It works. See, why are you tarrying there? Because the Holy Ghost said, tarry for a moment. Okay. You know, one thought like that can save your week. One thought like that can save you some money. One thought like that can save you some disgrace. You know, you see all these people now that are coming into disgrace in the news media and so on. You know, God's revealing the hidden things of darkness. And there's a lot of things that a lot of people have been getting by with that I think God's got a stomach full of that. Amen. And it's a time for righteousness to be promoted. But be careful and remember amazing grace. That's why you're here tonight. It's so easy after God delivers you to become a Pharisee with everybody else. Uh-huh. Say, how do you know? Because I've been there. Huh? Well, you think I get all my preaching material? I'm a human being. But above that, I'm a child of God. I am a child of God. Praise God. I will deliver him. He went on to say, I will honor him. I've had several occasions where I have been highly honored. And a few years ago, you thought, would honor ever come? But, you know, God sees every step you take. And God knows when you make the right decisions. God knows your heart. God knows what you did and why you did and why you made the decision. You know, God knows when you do the right thing. Everybody else may call you crazy. But as long as God's pleased with your life, so what? You know, so what? I will honor him. I'm going to tell you, there's no honor like the honor of God. No honor like the honor of God. I want to say it again. Just do the right thing. Tell the truth the first time when it doesn't seem to make any difference. Just do the right thing. Walk in love. Amen. Just act like Jesus. Talk like Jesus. Make decisions like Jesus. Act like him. Amen. Follow his example. And I guarantee you, he will honor you in that. You know, I've said it so many times. I would have, knowing what I know from reading the Bible, I would not have wanted to counsel Joseph. You talk about an impossible deal. I mean, when your own family turns against you and your brothers try to sell you out, and there was just one good-hearted brother that kept them from killing him, and the boy's grown up, yeah, he was a little mouthy, but, you know, who of us hasn't been, you know? Amen. It's easy to overload your mouth if you don't watch it, you know. But here he is in the pit, and I mean, he does the right thing, and he goes down, and he exalted. But you know, when it was all over, Joseph was second only to the leader of the land. Hallelujah. Because God exalted him. God exalted him. There are very few men in that position that would have done what Joseph did or didn't do. But he said, I can't let God down. I'm trying to get past this, but I've just lived long enough to know what I'm talking about works. It works, praise God. It works. Oh, the honor of God. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. God knows the truth about everything. I said, God knows the truth about everything. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. You getting anything out of the word tonight? Because you've set your love upon him, because you love him more than you love anyone or anything, because your affection, your chief affection is upon loving God, loving him. Of course, all of Psalms 91 is good, but it just gives you seven strong insights here. One more. With long life will I satisfy him. With long life will I satisfy him. You know, you're looking at that verse right here tonight. You see, Pastor Bob Nichols, you're looking at that verse. My grandfathers, every male in my family died young. Except even my father died. He died 64, something like that. Too young, way too young. Might have been 65, but way too young, way too young. And I tell you, when God began to open the word of faith to me, I said, God, I saw this, and I said, I'm going to get a hold of it. I mean, I'm years ahead of the curve. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You just need to make up your mind. Satan's not going to mess with me until I get through doing what God called me to do. Amen. Amen. I'm gonna be here until I finish what God called me to do. I'm talking about to serve him. Serve him. He said, with long life will I satisfy him. A satisfied long life. Now some people live long, but they're ooh dear. Anyway. And not real pleasant. Amen. But a pleasant, satisfied life. Hallelujah. A life with honor. A life where God delivers you. A life that he's with you in trouble. A life that you call and he answers. A life that he sets you on high above all the fray. A life that he delivers you. That's my Lord. You want some of that? You want a lot of that? Put your hand on it. I claim it. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. With long life will I satisfy him. And it's an interesting life. He said, and I'm going to show him my salvation while he's hanging out. I'm going to reveal to him or her my salvation. He got a great salvation. So great a salvation. So great a salvation. Hallelujah. Glory be unto God. So you see, there's more than one reason to live for God. Of course, spend eternity with him. Praise God for that. But you know, Psalms 91 is full of it, but there's at least seven blessings that come when you set your love upon him. Hallelujah. Think of George Beverly Shea. He had an opera career, and they said he had the talent for it, and he was headed toward the fame of being an opera singer. But Jesus changed his life. Billy Graham asked him to come and be his gospel singer. And it's interesting to notice how almost all that team lived long lives. Billy himself, you know, almost all that team. And you know, they said, George, you have a wonderful career. Don't ruin it by trying to sing gospel. And that's when that song became real to him. I'd rather have Jesus than anything, this world. I'd rather have Jesus. That man sang, how long did he live? 104, wasn't it? Yeah. He not only had a long life, but he had a good life, and he was honored. George Bevere Shea was honored over and over. I mean, I've never met anyone that didn't respect him, especially, you know, in their camp of ministries and so on. And so the man, they said, wouldn't go anywhere. I remember when I was on staff for church associate, I had Bible college guys come by, and they said, you'll never go anywhere from here. You'll never go anywhere from here. But, you know, they're dead and gone, and I'm still here. Okay, so much for that. Well, that's a big deal. I'm glad I didn't check out early. I've got stuff to do yet. Amen. Keep me true, Lord Jesus. Keep me true. Keep me true, Lord Jesus. Keep me true. There's a race that I must run. There are victories to be won. Give me power every hour to be true. Amen. Praise be unto God. I surrender all. I surrender all. That's what you got to keep doing every day. I'm crucified with Christ. Every day. Oh, every day. Every day. Love Him with all your heart. And just watch and see what He's going to do for you. Praise God. Well,
you've been listening to Pastor Bob Nichols from Fort Worth, Texas today on Preaching Sunday. Really appreciate everyone listening. For more information, contact one of our team members at breakoutprayernetwork.com or visit us at bpnradio.com. Have a great day.
This is Dale Gentry, President and Founder of Breakout Ministries, reminding you that you are listening to Preaching Sunday here on bpnradio.com. 18 hours of continuous preaching being heard across America and around the globe here on your internet prayer station. For a complete listing of all of our preachers each Sunday, go to bpnradio.com. And if you would like to minister every Sunday on Preaching Sunday, you can contact Rick Gentry at rickgentrybpnradio@gmail.com. That's Rick Gentry at bpnradio@gmail.com. Or you can call Rick at 214-918-8707. 214-918-8707. Or if you would like to sponsor one of our young preachers on Preaching Sunday, bpnradio.com, you can call Rick Gentry with the above information. Stay tuned for another sermon here on Preaching Sunday, bpnradio.com.